Friday night lights are on and Fremont County is getting set for the sports weekend. Before the game start, there's always a kickoff show. Covering all sports in Fremont County, getting to know the schools, teams, coaches, and student athletes. This is the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM. Now let's go to the studio. Here's your host, Wyatt Barichka.
Thank you for tuning into this edition of the County 10 Kickoff Show. I'm Wyatt Barichka, helping kickstart game day. As always, this show here is on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, a County 10 station and community connected. Today we talk with Riverton High School track and field, but before we get into the show, I want to thank all of our sponsors for making sports here on KOVE possible. Riverton Soccer today will be at Newcastle, as tomorrow Lander Soccer will be hosting Lyman at noon and 2. Also, Riverton High School track and field hosting the Roy Peck track meet at Riverton High School, as more of that will come later in the show. That is all what's going on is regarding to sports happening here in Fremont County. You can check out all the Fremont County sports events happening at county10.com. We're going to take our first break here. When we come back from the break, we'll talk with Riverton High School track and field. You're listening to the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show here with the head coach of the Riverton Wolverine boys track team, Matt Mason. How you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And coach, just talk about how this season's been going so far. Obviously, some weather has implicated a couple of meets, but just overall season, how's it going?
Well, so far it's been a pretty good year. We had some trouble getting outside early on for practices, but once we get outside, we've had pretty decent weather. Most of our meets have been pretty bearable. Last week, we got a couple events canceled in Douglas, but overall, it's been a pretty good year for weather.
For people who may not know you well, just talk about your coaching resume and just what you do here for Riverton High School.
This is actually my 20th year of coaching. I started in Colorado Springs for a year, and then I was in Thermopolis for about 10 years, almost 10 years, and Riverton now for 10 years. I've coached football and track the last 10 years. Did not coach football this year, I guess. But I've been the head coach for 3 or 4 years now for boys track, and still really love it.
And what is it like to be coaching these kids, especially this year?
It's great. We have we don't have a lot of seniors, but the seniors we do have, we've gotten pretty close to, and it's exciting for them, and they're working hard to achieve their goals. And then, you know, you have new young kids in the program and trying to get them ready for high school track. So it's been a really exciting and challenging year.
And kind of just elaborate, you were just mentioning the seniors and not having many of them. They probably have been taking on a leadership role as far as a student aspect to teach these younger athletes. What's that leadership been like for those kids?
You know, a lot of them have stepped up big time and done a great job. A lot of times coaches can't be around all the time, and relying on those kids to help kids with warm-ups, getting their steps for the jumps, and just being great teammates and cheering each other on and being positive. So both our senior boys and girls have done a great job of that.
Coach, for track, it's obviously difficult, like you were just mentioning, because you're not able to be around everybody all at the same time. So what is it like to coach a track team? Because obviously there's coaches who focus on certain events, but just in general, just kind of talk about what that is like.
Actually, you know, assistants have event groups. As the head coach, I try to get around and watch everybody during a meet, which is kind of hard sometimes because I coach sprinters and hurdlers, so I got to be with them. But I try to get around and watch the throwers and the jumpers. The good thing is we have great assistant coaches here, and we know they're doing what they need to do, and they're working with the kids and doing a great job.
What are some goals that, as a coach, you'd like to see this season from your team? Obviously, a lot of coaches are striving for state titles, but sometimes there's small goals that you'd like to achieve. So what are some of those goals that you'd like to see from your team this year?
Quite a few, but I think my biggest thing is we're trying to teach kids to compete, whether it's practice, whether it's, you know, the 100-meter dash at the Roy Peck Invitational, or, you know, the 100-meter dash at state championship. You know, if we're hurting, you know, legs aren't feeling good, we're tired, the main thing is to get out and compete. And that's probably my biggest goal is to get our kids to be competitors.
I know a lot of high school athletes are most of the time multi-sport athletes, and you might have some who maybe are just focused on track. Do you do any
off-season training program, or do you do anything in the off-season to help prepare athletes for the track season?
Well, in the past, Ross Anderson opens up the weight room, and I'm in there a lot for other coaching duties and things like that. So, of course, we encourage kids to get in the weight room because that's so important for track and field, and a lot of people don't realize that. And then also, in the past, we've had a lot of kids go to the world record track camp in Casper, where the Olympians come and put on a clinic there. Had throwers go to camps in places like Buffalo. We went up to Montana State one year with some kids on the team. So it gets pretty busy in the summer, you know, with all these multi-sport kids. But we definitely try to keep them active and either in the weight room or participating in their other sports camps, things like that.
And just talk about the community here in Riverton. How have they supported Riverton High School track and field in the past and currently?
I think, we have great support in our community for Riverton High School, number one, and we have good support for the track program. The Booster Club does a great job at helping us out, and probably the biggest place you can see all that support is our meet on Saturday, because it's actually not a ton of school district employees that are helping run the events. It's people out in our community that love track and field, and we go to 9 meets a year, and I would say that ours is probably one of the best run meets, as far as, you know, we usually don't have to ask other coaches to help us run an event. So other coaches get to coach their kids, and we got people in our community that love track and field running the events, getting to know the kids. And so that's what we appreciate the most as a coaching staff.
And you were just kind of looming that track meet you guys are hosting this Saturday, hosting the Roy Peck Invitational. Just talk about what this meet has been like in the past years and what you're hoping to see this year.
You know, when I was growing up in Riverton a long time ago, the Roy Peck was probably one of the biggest meets in the state. Growing up, I saw a lot of great track athletes run at the Roy Peck, and it has a great history. More recently, a lot of the bigger 4A schools go to meets on a Friday, so they won't go to a meet on a Saturday. So it's shrunk quite a bit. We've had a couple big ones in the past. It's mostly 3A, 2A, 1A schools, but it doesn't matter. There's still great competition. There's a lot of great kids that'll be here on Saturday to watch run.
Yeah, and we're excited for that. Coach, is there anything that I left out, or is there anything that you want to mention before we head into the break?
Oh, just that if anybody wants to come watch track and field or help out with the Roy Peck, just to get a hold of us here at the high school, and we'd love to have all the help we can get.
And for people who want to attend, just what time does this meet start?
I believe the field events start around 9:30. I know the Special Olympics is doing a couple relays in the middle of the meet. We're also doing Senior Day, so we'll honor our seniors before the main running events start, and it's going to be a great day.
All right, Coach, I appreciate you being on the County 10 Kickoff Show, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
All right, thank you very much.
And that is Coach Matt Mason, the head coach for the Riverton Boys track team. We'll be back after this break. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, here with the head coach of the Lady Wolverines track team, Jora Griffith. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
For people who don't know you in the community, just talk about what your coaching resume looks like and what do you do here?
Well, I've been coaching here since we moved here in 2010, so I've been coaching track since then. Before that, I was an assistant track coach at Montana State University in Bozeman, and I did that for about 8 years before coming here.
And did you participate in track at all, I'm assuming, since you did?
Yes, I did. I threw the javelin at University of Wyoming.
Oh, they did. Yeah. So they do javelin in Wyoming.
Yes, they do.
We don't have it here at high school, and I'm always fascinated with javelin. I'm always fascinated with like the long throwing distance events, like discus and all that. So you learn something new every day. There's javelin at the University of Wyoming. If anybody's interested, one day.
Very true. Yep.
Coach, what is it like to be a part of this program here at Riverton High School?
Well, it's been really fun. There's been some challenges, but we've had kids that have really risen to the top and competed really well for us. But it's been a blast.
For Coach, obviously you have goals. State title is always in the minds of coaches and being in that goal. But obviously there's small goals that coaches want to accomplish. What are some of those small goals and other goals that you'd like for you and your team to accomplish this year?
Yeah, I think things kind of change year to year depending on the kids we have. I know this year, really on the girls' side, is to get as many girls qualified for state as possible. So whether that's individual events or in the relays, to get as many qualified.
For the senior leadership, Coach Matt was just mentioning a little bit earlier in the show that there's not that many seniors on this team. So how have they been able to step up and take a leadership role to help some of these young folks get to where they should be?
Yeah, on the girls' side, we do have two seniors, so not a big class. And so I think with having a smaller group, I think they've taken that role a little more seriously, which is kind of nice. We also have some juniors that have stepped up, led this team, and done a good job as well.
For a coach, obviously head coach, Matt was mentioning earlier, you know, he tries his best to get around everybody. What is that like for you on the girls' side? I'm sure you coach everybody, but being able to be with all the students when you can, what is it like to balance that, I guess?
Yeah, that's definitely a balancing part. I coach boys and girls long and triple jump, so I spend the most time with that event group. But being the head coach, you know, trying to touch base with kids as much as possible. There's a lot of just day-to-day paperwork stuff that or gives me the opportunity to come up and approach kids during the warm-ups and stuff like that. But definitely a balancing act.
Coach, do you do any off-season training? Matt mentions he has the weight room open. He tries to get kids in. And obviously, I'm sure you're part of that too. But do you do anything for off-season for students who may not participate in multiple sports at a time? So what do you do for that?
Well, I think, and you kind of touched on it, I think the number one thing that we try to push with our athletes is to be multiple sport athletes, to be two or three sport athletes. We feel like that is one of the most beneficial things they can do. If track, whether track is their primary sport or it's more of a secondary, it's going to balance out that other sport and it's just going to make you become a better athlete. But yeah, we definitely try to push the weight room in the summer, working out with Ross Anderson and that sort of stuff. We've had camps in the past that we encourage kids to go to. We've taken kids to camps. But I think really the thing that we try to encourage with our athletes is to be multi-sport athletes.
And I mean, multiple sport athletes is awesome and all that. And we like to see activities being done by the athlete. Coach, just talk about the community. What is it like here in Riverton and how they supported Riverton High School track and field?
I think, you know, one of the things that we felt a lot of support with is our parent group. We have a group of individuals that also come in and help out at our home track meets. We're getting that kind of organized right now, but they're people that have been involved in track and field and they might not even have athletes competing, but they come and they show up for, you know, 6 to 10 hours, and they work for us every year and do a great job. We also have the Booster Club does a lot for us and really has supported us.
You kind of just were hinting at it a little bit, but the Woy Peck track meet happening tomorrow here in Riverton at the high school here. And Coach, what is it like to be able to be a part of this meet, and what do you hope to see from this meet on Saturday?
Well, I think that's one thing that we try to emphasize to our athletes, that this has been a track meet that's been around for a long time. I think this is the 41st Roy Peck. So it's been around for a long time. I know we have a lot of community members that know a lot about it and the history. And so we always try to encourage our athletes to have the best showing that they can possibly have, represent our town, represent our team, and to just do the very best they can.
Yeah, and that's awesome, and we wish you team best of luck this weekend. Coach, is there anything else that I left out, or is there anything you want to mention?
No, I'm just really excited for our seniors. This is their senior recognition day, so I think it's going to be an exciting meet for them. This is the last time that they're going to compete here at home, so I'm really looking forward to some really good performances from all of our seniors.
Yeah, and we want to congratulate them and congratulate really all the seniors here in Fremont County. Coach, I appreciate you taking some time being here on the County 10 Kickoff Show. I wish you best of luck on Saturday and for the rest of the season.
All right, thank you very much.
And that is Jorah Griffith, a coach for Riverton High School. We'll be back after this break. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, here with the Lady Wolverine, Kiara Hall, a school track team. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. And Kiara, just talk about this first part of the season so far. How's things going for you?
Personally, it's actually going pretty good. The weather hasn't been too brutal to us quite yet. There's definitely been some inside practices that weren't the most fun, but temperature-wise, it's starting to pan out and getting close into regionals.
Yeah, and obviously being a senior, you want to end it with a bang pretty much. So what do you hope to accomplish this season? Obviously, you got the first half done. Obviously, you want to be podium and obviously state champion. But I'm sure there's goals that you want to accomplish before you get to that ultimate goal. So what are some of those goals that you like to achieve?
One of my main events is triple jump. I've been really working hard to try and get a big PR for this season. I've been kind of struggling with shin splints since about my freshman year. So kind of overcoming that is one big goal that I've had this season, and making sure that I get to just that one goal, even if it's not quite at regionals, no matter what meet, I'm just trying to reach that one goal.
You just mentioned you do triple jump as your main event. Just talk a little bit about that, because for me, triple jump, middle school, I'm going to go back a little bit. Middle school is triple jump in track. It was so difficult for me to just get the stuff right. So how are you able to do the process? Because there's obviously three parts to it. So that's why it's called triple jump, of course. But just talk a little bit about that event.
Yeah, for sure. What I try and basically tell people that kind of ask what triple jump is in the non-technical way, it's a skip, a bound, a jump, and a jump. that's basically all it is. So it's kind of, I haven't done long jump, so I couldn't tell you what that's about. So it's not just running and jumping, but you just run. Once you hit the board to go off of, you do what's called a cycle. So one of your legs comes up and kind of does a full rotation while the other one just kind of dangles. Once you meet the ground again, your opposite foot that was dangling swoops through to a bound as high and as far as you can get it, and then you finish into the pit with both legs.
Talk about what it's like to be a part of this Riverton High School track team. What's the culture like? What do you like being a part of this team?
One thing that I think is pretty specific about the Riverton teams, I'm not quite sure if it's everybody, but one thing about the Riverton teams is kind of, we all do a little bit of everything. So we've got football players, we've got dancers, we've got just a little bit of everybody. I'm a cheerleader personally, so it's kind of a variety. So it's nice to see people you don't see every day and see kind of the different abilities that everybody has.
You just mentioned you did cheerleading for Riverton. Is there any other activities that you participate in the high school or even outside of school? What do you participate in?
I do a storm running club during the summer. I haven't this most previous summer just due to COVID, but everything else, I'd say cheerleading is a big one. And then there's little ones like there's NHS that I do, or just kind of whatever is needed within the school.
Are you looking at college athletics? If not, what's the plan for after high school?
So personally, I decided that college athletics weren't for me. Cheerleading, I guess, was just kind of a high school phase. I loved it while I was here, and I think that I'd like to end it where it was great. And the same thing with track, is Riverton's kind of always been my place to go to the track, and I've always been on this track. So I feel like it'd be not for me if I went to another one. So personally, I'm staying here at CWC for my first semester, try and get some prerequisites out of the way, and then I plan on transferring to LCCC up in Cheyenne, and I'm going to a physical therapy program up there.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that. Talk about the community here for Riverton and supporting the track team. What have you seen from them? What's the support been like for you guys this year?
One thing that I really enjoy, so we haven't had our big home track meet yet, but we did have our duel against Lander, and a lot of people kind of, I like the fact that it's more on social media just because of the track meets are always rescheduled and it's crazy, but the like social media presence, like even though the girls didn't take the trophy this year, knowing that the guys did spread like throughout the school, and it was like, oh my gosh, this big rivalry. So I think it's pretty cool that they're so in tune with everything that happens, especially against our rivals.
You mentioned not hosting your biggest track meet, but you guys are having a track meet, the Roy Peck meet this Saturday. What are you hoping to do in this track meet, and what is it like to compete in that Roy Peck track meet?
So the Roy Peck is typically one of our biggest track meets, especially because we don't have a lot of home meets typically. Since we're 4A, we get a lot of big competitive teams, and we get a bunch of small teams too that have some good competition. So we kind of get a bunch of our community members to kind of help with timing, with hurdles set up. They help with raking the jump pits. It's just kind of a little bit of everybody to show, like, this is what we're willing to do for our school and help our athletes be the best that they can be.
I appreciate you taking some time being here on the County 10 Kickoff Show. I wish you best of luck on tomorrow and for the rest of the season. And that is Kiara Hall, a senior for Riverton High School. We'll be back after this break. Next segment here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, here with Caleb Crowley, a senior for Riverton High School. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. And Caleb, just talk about this first part of the season so far. How have things been going?
It's been going pretty good. I mean, a little rocky start for me to start out. I couldn't really improve my times, but then I got sick, and then I came back, and then I PR'd. So
what events do you participate in track and field, if you don't mind listing them?
I mainly the 400, the 2, and relays that involve the 400 and 2. So the sprint medley sometimes, and then the 4x4.
Do you participate in any field events at all, or is it really kind of just let's focus on the track side of it?
I like just focusing on the track side of it.
What are some goals that you hope to accomplish this season? As far, obviously, you're a senior, obviously, you want to get a podium and be named a state champion. I know that's always the big thing, but what are some personal goals to hopefully get you to that ultimate goal?
Well, been really trying to run a 50 or at least a 49. I wanted to break that because that would get me on the podium, hopefully. But yeah, it's about, and then for the two, I guess I just kind of run it, and I run 23s. So
really cutting down the time really is ultimate. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Caleb, are you looking at college athletics, especially since now you're a senior and graduation is kind of right around the corner? So what's your plan for after high school athletics? And if you're not pursuing college athletics, what's the plan for after high school?
Well, I've been looking at some college athletics, but right now it's kind of just the best offer that I can get from a college if I want to go. But I also kind of have to make a little money to go to college. So I think I'm going to have to start working right after high school for a little bit and then maybe go into college. But it kind of just depends right now.
What other activities do you participate in? Obviously, you do track and field, but besides that sport, do you do anything here at the high school? And if you don't, what are some activities that you do outside of high school?
I'm kind of, I guess, you know, big farm boy. So I do a lot of like horses and cattle sometimes, mainly horses because I own a couple.
And just talk about the community here in Riverton, Wyoming. What is it like? How have they been able to support Riverton track and field this season?
There's been a lot more people coming to events and doing, helping out fundraisers that we've been doing to get shirts and stuff like that for indoor and outdoor track, which kind of surprising because it's not, not used to having a big, you know, stands filled with a bunch of parents cheering for kids. So it's kind of cool.
You got to meet tomorrow at the Roy Peck Invitational here at Riverton High School. What are you hoping to accomplish in this meet, and what is it like to be able to compete in this meet?
I'm really just hoping to accomplish maybe cutting down on my times for my events, and it feels good to be able to run in the meet at home, so don't have to travel. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, especially even, you know, you guys have been really fortunate as far as weather-wise because weather has been impacting meets, but we're excited for this meet to happen. Is there anything else that I left out, or is there any shout-outs you want to give before we head into the break?
Oh, yeah, shout-out to Coach Gopp.
Caleb, I appreciate you taking some time being here on the County 10 Kickoff Show. I wish you best of luck tomorrow and for the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
And that is Caleb Crowley, a senior for Riverton High School. We'll be back after this break. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, last interview segment here with Tristan Watkins, a senior for Riverton High School. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, you?
I'm doing pretty good. And Tristan, thank you for being part of the show. Just talk about this first part of the season so far. How have things been going?
Really well so far. Good competition, fun sport, just lots to do.
What events do you compete in and how have those been going for you?
This year I've been doing the one and the two mainly. Those are my main events, and then I do some long jump and then a couple of relays.
So you're mostly a guy who's on the track, just you got that.
I prefer to be on the track, yes.
Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. What about track and field brings your interest to compete in this sport?
Well, before I started doing track, I was just kind of a hyper kid, so track just kind of took care of that energy.
Talk about what is it like to be on this team? What's the culture been like? What is it like to be coached by your coaches and everything like that?
It's pretty great, you know, great people to run with, great coaching. I think we do a really good job with all of that and the workouts and everything. And
speaking of the season, what are some goals that you hope to accomplish? Obviously, we're kind of almost to that state meet, so obviously being on the podium and to having that state, the title of state champion is a goal, but what are some small goals that you want to accomplish to ultimately get that big goal?
Just breaking PRs every meet is kind of a big plus. So that helps a lot, you know, and yeah, a state title would be really nice, but you know, just got to kind of baby steps toward that.
Have you broken your PR at all this year, or how many times have you broken your PR? Cause it just seems like you're just zooming across the track.
I've broken my PR a couple times in Douglas. I PR'd pretty good. I PR'd in the 100 and then I really PR'd in the 200. So,
And you're on a relay team. And what is that like? Because relays, I mean, they sound simple, but there's a lot that goes into that, especially, you know, what's the steps like? How is the exchange going to be handled? So just talk about what it's like to be on a relay.
It's a lot of fun, and it's different for every relay. You know, for the 4x1, you have blind handoffs, and then there's the 400, and in there you don't have blind handoffs. You know, you just take it out of their hand, and it's just different for every relay, but they are a lot of fun.
So since this is your senior year, and obviously it graduation and everything, it's really right around the corner. Are you looking at college athletics? And if so, what is the plan? And if not, what is the plan?
I have been looking at college athletics. I'm interested in doing track for other schools. It would be a lot of fun. It'd be a great experience. I'm more into agricultural stuff. So probably agricultural based education would be preferred, but running for them would be a lot of fun.
Congratulations on graduating this year and wishing you the best of luck there. But Tristan, talk about the community here in Riverton, Wyoming. What is it like and how have they supported your team this year?
Well, it's kind of, you'd be kind of surprised how track, you know, takes to the community, because most people think, you know, Wyoming's a pretty big football town, which it is. But track is a pretty big part of it too. I hear a lot about, you know, how we're doing as a team and how I'm doing in individual events, and other people talking to other people on my team about their races and their times and stuff. So people do keep track of that, and it's kind of cool.
Tristan, I appreciate you taking some time being here on the County 10 Kickoff Show. I wish you best of luck for the rest of the season and beyond.
Awesome. Thank you.
And that is Tristan Watkins, a senior for Riverton High School. We'll be back after this break. Wrapping up the County 10 Kickoff Show here on KOVE. I want to thank all of our guests for joining the show. Again, Riverton High School hosting the Roy Peck track meet that will feature multiple Fremont County teams. If you miss any part of the show today, you can check out county10.com. There's always a story and get you that show, and you can listen to the full show. Lander Soccer hosting Lyman. Games beginning at noon and 2 tomorrow. This has been the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE. KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, community connected and online at county10.com. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm Wyatt Berichka. Have a great weekend.